afternoon and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your luck for travel from the friendly confines of your home. Of course, you know it's not Dan Schlossberg, folks. It's me again, Roger Noriega, filling in for our regular host, the aforementioned Dan, along with co-host Maggie Linton.
And this is the 282nd episode of Travel Itch Radio. Every week at 8 p.m. East, we interview hoteliers, transportation executives, city, state, and national tourism officials, authors, writers, broadcasters, and others involved in the world of travel.
And it's great having Maggie on with me because I could not have gotten through that sentence. But I do want to welcome our special guest tonight is Julie Gould, Senior Brand Manager for Spice Island, a division of B&G Foods. Welcome, Julie, and forgive me if I did butcher your last name. To Travel Itch Radio.
You actually got it perfectly, so thanks so much for having me, Roger.
It's a pleasure having you on. First off, Julie, let's define what spices are for our listeners who may not know exactly what we're talking about.
Sure. So spices are the root, seed, fruit, or bark of a plant. And herbs are the leafy portions of the plant. So both provide flavoring for foods.
And both are considered spices. What products does Spice Islands offer?
Sure. We have a full line of premium spices, everything from Saigon cinnamon to garlic powder and blends like garam masala or our Louisiana Cajun.
And so you kind of cover the whole gauntlet of spices. And where is your company located?
Our company is located in Parsippany, New Jersey, and our state-of-the-art facility is in Ankeny, Iowa, where we make all of our spice blends.
Oh, Ankeny, Iowa? Wow, I've never heard of that one. So that's a new one for the travel bugs out there. Roger?
Yes, most definitely. Julie, are restaurants or individual consumers the primary patrons for Spice Island products?
We sell to consumers. We love to call our consumers flavor adventurers. So typically it's the person who's at an earlier stage in their cooking journey, who loves flavor, who loves to experience different cultures and flavor profiles, and they're just looking for a little bit of help. So Spice Islands is here to really educate about spices and provide an awesome premium product that can help anyone at any level of cooking to improve their cooking flavors.
That's cool, Julie. I appreciate that. And knowing that summer is right around the corner, and ladies and listeners, I'm sorry, I am complaining about the weather. It is very hot here in Southern California. But
oh, shut up.
Being that we're getting ready, really? Are we going to go there? I mean, it's only 80-some degrees in Southern California.
That's what I love.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. All right. Julie, now that summer is right around the corner, are barbecue staples like ketchup, mustard, and pickles all considered spices?
Great question. Well, ketchup and pickles aren't. Mustard seed technically is, but those would technically be condiments. So spices can be used in barbecuing, though. It really gives your burgers an extra oomph. You can add seasonings both to the meat before you put it on the grill and also afterward as a finishing seasoning to give your guests and your family a really amazing-tasting barbecue.
Well, speaking of barbecues, how do spices dress up a meal?
That's a great question. You can take any sort of recipe and add spices, and you're going to get a very wide range of flavor profiles. So you don't need things like fatty dressings and other unhealthy ingredients that people tend to add to increase flavor. So even the most simple dishes can taste premium when you use Spice Island spices. So I don't consider myself a professional chef, but I know that I like to add our chives to my mashed potatoes. Even just exploring with different flavors, from different parts of the world, just to typical dishes really gives them an extra new something to it that is fun for the whole family to enjoy.
Well, we're talking with Julie Gould. She's of Spice Island Foods. Well, you just mentioned countries and people really being adventurous. How do they go about it? I know because a lot of times it's just listed in a recipe and you say, oh, should I try this? And then they go looking for it. And with Spice Islands, I guess they can go looking for it and find it, right?
Yeah, and I think the thing with spices is there's a lot of people out there that are a little intimidated by spices. there's a lot of flavors out there, a lot of ones that people may not have experienced themselves, but they see it on the shelf, and they're wondering, you know, is it okay if I use this one? Well, sure, you know, pick it up, try it, taste it, experiment with it. I think the more people experiment with different flavors, the better off everyone is, and spices don't have to be scary. You know, there's a lot to them, but just exploring is the first step.
What countries are the primary sources for Spice Island products?
We source from all over the globe. So really, it's countless, the number of countries that we work with. You know, we have a team of experts that search the world to find high-quality spices, and they take extra steps to make sure we're capturing the authentic flavors. So when we travel the world, we have long-term relationships with farmers all over, and we still hand-pick some of our spices and even dry them in the sun, which is the traditional way spices have been made. So tender care is put into every single harvest to ensure Spice Island spices are high-quality products from all over the world.
Well, ladies, first of all, I have to tell you, my wife should have been here for this one, but that's a big sex. Forgive me. I am thrilled to be learning about the spices, and I'm probably going to ask a dumb male question. Are all of your products international, or are some domestic as well?
Well, many people would think that everything's international, but some of the spices that we source are domestic, like our bay leaves. We source that one domestically, a laurel leaf from California. And the reason we do that is because that laurel leaf, compared to the typical Turkish bay leaf, has a lot more flavor to it, or volatile oil is the technical term. And the more volatile oil within a spice, the more flavor it's going to have. And the domestic bay leaves actually maintain their beautiful green color, and it's a very beautiful bay leaf compared to the dried Turkish bay leaf that most people are used to as bay leaves out there. So when it's the right option, we'll source domestically and to make sure that we're bringing the most flavorful and best quality product to consumers.
Fair enough. I appreciate that. And now, of course, since you mentioned California, I'm very happy. But that being the case, what are the areas of the United States that produce the best spices? And I know, Julie, that's a general question, but I'm sure you have the answer for that.
Well, I think I gave the answer away already. So California would be the main producer in the U.S. So there's a lot of garlic that's made there. There's onion, bay leaf. They have the best climate in the U.S. for spices. But overseas still dominates for sourcing.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. All right. So is it true that all spices are not created equal? I know I sure have my opinion about that.
So do I. That it's very true that not all spices are created equal. But many people think a spice is a spice is a spice, but that's really not the case at all. And there's a huge difference in quality and flavor between a dollar value spice and Spice Island's premium spices. And really it boils down to the extra attention to detail that we put into our products. A great example would be our garlic powder. You know, most garlic powder on the market is actually granulated garlic. But Spice Island is one of the only, if not the only, true garlic powder in the market. And what that means is we grind it down to a very fine consistency, almost like the consistency of flour. And not only does grinding it that fine expose more surface space, which more surface space of a spice means more flavor, but it also incorporates into recipes really well. So we definitely go that extra mile with, you know, all of our spices. Another great example would be our smoked paprika. Most people add paprika to a recipe just to be able for the color, but we smoke ours over oak fires to infuse an amazing smoky flavor to it that would enhance any meal.
I love smoked paprika. It's one of my absolute favorite spices. So would you explain how spices actually bring consumers a taste of the world? In particular, like you were just talking about, the smoked paprika, it really can change a recipe, can it?
Oh, definitely. It definitely can. Great spices can turn just an everyday meal an amazing, memorable meal. And spices really can connect you to a different culture. A lot of people use different spices to be able to experience, you know, different areas, and maybe you've tried a recipe at your favorite restaurant and you're curious to make it at home. And so you can use spices to really, you know, get that flavor from around the world in your own kitchen. You know, we source to make sure we're bringing amazing flavors and authentic flavors from around the world. So you can really, if you've got a favorite recipe at one of the restaurants nearby that may not be, you know, a traditional recipe, go for it. Try it. You know, explore. There's going to be unique flavors to it that you can use from Spice Island spices.
And you can, I guess, look toward it as spices from help represent different countries too, don't they?
Yes, definitely. You know, chilies come from India. India is the main producer of chilies. And an interesting fact, actually, you know, think of all of the chilies within the world, and that's really just 5% of what India can produce. Most of what they produce for chilies stays within their own country. So there's really certain spices are identified with different regions.
Julie, you mentioned India.
Yeah.
Yes, and it brings to mind that spices come from all over the world. If there's a difficult political situation in a particular country, is that a problem for Spice Island Foods?
There's many factors that can influence spice availability. So political climate is one, but really more so our challenges come with the weather climate. So spices can be at the mercy of Mother Nature. And depending on how the crops are, that can impact the amount of spice that's out there or even the quality. But for Spice Islands, we have such a strict specification, so that's what we will and won't allow in terms of flavor, taste, and color of a spice. We really uphold our standard no matter what the climate is out there to make sure that consumers really get a consistent quality product in every single bottle, no matter what the climate is out there.
Wow, that's cool. Julie, I want to follow up with that real quick. And I know you probably weren't prepped for this one, but I know when it comes to coffee, and forgive me, spice lovers, I know that certain coffees are grown at very high altitudes for different flavors. Do we get the uniqueness or the difficulty for spices as well? Because I know you mentioned California. California is an awesome temperate climate, but I'm assuming it's kind of easy to get to the spices. Are there spices that are difficult to, like, prepare, or are they difficult to get to?
That's a great question. So many herbs are actually still grown in the wild. It's getting less and less nowadays. I technically blame millennials for that no one's willing to climb the mountains to get their, you know, marjoram or their sage. But there are some that are grown in very remote areas that can be tricky to get to. But you know, there are ways to, you know, we work with very trusted partners to make sure that we have a consistent source. But, yeah, there's nuances for each one depending on where they're grown.
Wow, Julie, appreciate that. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Travel Edge Radio with Maggie Linton and, of course, yours truly, Roger Noriega. Find the archive show here on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Edge Radio on Facebook. And believe it or not, we're also on iTunes, and we are talking with Julie Gould of Spice Island Foods.
Okay, Julie, so can you share some of your favorite recipes, such as Indian and Israeli foods? Because we've been talking a little bit about India, but do you have some Israeli foods too?
That's a great question. You know, we've been developing all different flavors and recipes with our partners. You know, we have some Moroccan meatballs that we just developed, various recipes. SpiceIslands.com has a ton of recipes from all over the world, so I really recommend visiting that to get all sorts of flavors. One delicious recipe that we actually just developed with our partnership with Taste Buds Kitchen, which is a cooking school that's across the country, is a butternut squash empanada. So while it's not Israeli or Indian, it's a fantastic tapas from their tapas class. And it's what I like about it is that it has the spices infused not only in the insides of the empanada, but also on the outside. So you get spices and full flavor in every single bite. So it's really fun to make, too.
I just had butternut squash last night, but it was not an empanada. I put maple syrup and cinnamon on it, and it was so good. They were so good. So I'm going to have to go back and look at that.
Was the cinnamon Saigon?
Huh?
Was the cinnamon Saigon?
No, it wasn't Saigon. I know it wasn't. I guess I got to look for that Saigon cinnamon, huh?
Next time, it has a totally different flavor profile. Cinnamon's one of my favorite spices, and Saigon cinnamon is grown in the Vietnam region, Saigon, and it has a red-hot candy flavor to it. Typical cinnamon is actually grown in Indonesia, and it has a mild, woody flavor to it. And so people are used to that mild, woody flavor for cinnamon, but If you swap out and trade up your cinnamon to Saigon cinnamon, like Spice Islands, it really has almost like a spice to it and a very potent flavor. So it's phenomenal, can dress up any recipe. So that sounds like a wonderful recipe. Next time, you know, try some Saigon cinnamon there. I bet it'll be even better.
Wow, I definitely am going to have to look for that. Well, we're talking about spices right now, but what do you consider the most popular? We mentioned cinnamon and we've mentioned garlic. And when you were talking about the garlic and how much it's, you know, ground up, I kept thinking that means you don't need as much as you would your other type. But what do you consider some other popular spices?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when you have great quality spices, you really don't need much in order to get full flavor in there. So the jar of spice is going to last you a lot longer, although you're going to want to use it more. So, but one of our most beloved spices is actually our ground cumin. Cumin, see, we take so much extra care for our cumin because it's really rich in oils, and the more steps we can take to keep all those oils within that spice, the better it is. So we, you know, ship our cumin seed whole, we grind it in our facilities. But one thing is when you grind a spice, a little bit of heat is generated just naturally, and heat and oil don't go along well, so you don't want the oils to evaporate. So what we do is we actually freeze our cumin seeds before we grind them, so that on the other side, you're going to have all of that flavor still captured and not lose anything in the process. And that's why you'll see our ground cumin almost has like a fluffy clumpiness to it in a good way. You know, caking's bad in spices, but clumping actually is a great sign for premium spices that it has a lot of oils in there. And so you'll definitely see that if you compared our ground cumin to, you know, a more standard ground cumin or a cheaper ground cumin, you're going to see this fluffy, fibrous thing, and it's just rich in flavor. So that's definitely one of our top spices.
Wow. Probably growing in popularity, too. Well, with so much attention on healthy eating, I guess spices really can play a role in making you even healthier. You just mentioned cumin, and I know turmeric has also moved way up in class.
Yeah, if people use spices in all sorts of ways. You know, they use it in shakes to add flavor, and there's, you know, there are some benefits, but spices are a fantastic way to add amazing flavor without adding sugars or fats or other less desirable ingredients. So you can elevate a dish, you know, just by using premium spices. It means you're going to eat less you're going to be more satisfied with every bite. So you're not going to need that extra stuff to be able to enjoy your meal.
Julie, I want to ask, where can people go to enjoy the spices of the world?
Well, all you have to do is go to the premium spice section in your grocery store. So, yeah, we've done all the traveling for you. So we travel the world to be able to bring it to your local grocery store. So you can always just ask for Spice Islands.
If you don't find it on the shelf, I guess it's also something to request at the store that you go to, too, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're sold nationwide, but if you don't see it, you can always ask your store manager. And you can visit online. We sell some of them online.
Okay.
Most definitely. But I got to tell you, Julie, that was a great setup. Obviously, we're thinking the same thing. Since you're the brand manager for Spice Islands, how often do you get to travel for work?
Well, I'm trying to be able to travel even more. But right now, most of my I travel a lot. And most of my travel is domestic right now, but I'm looking to change that. But what I do, when I travel around the country in the U.S., what I do is I have this class called Spices 101 that I go around and teach to be able to educate people on spices and bring all this knowledge from around the world to different people throughout. So while I am staying local so far, we have a procurement person that travels the world every year and goes on this big trip to travel and visit all of our farmers and our suppliers and to be able to make sure that we're getting the best quality. We've had these relationships for 30 years with our different suppliers. So we really know where every single spice is coming from and who's really working with it. And they go out there and just make sure everything's going well and also explore new flavors and new partnerships. It's really cool. So I talk to him all the time. I'm looking to go on his next trip, to tag along to his next trip. But he claims that it sounds much more glamorous than it really is. But I'm really excited to get out there and get into the field.
Yeah,
so
you have passport and will travel, huh?
Exactly.
Well, knowing that you have a passport, when you're on vacation, and especially when you eat out, are you always on the lookout for new ideas for new Spice Island products? And does your staff do the same thing? I know, because, look, for a guy, a again, I'm sorry. This is the best of both worlds, food and travel. I mean, wow.
It really is. I'm constantly, my eyes are open constantly for what's out there, and I love to experience new flavors, new cultures, and just to see what the different regionality is for flavor profiles. You know, myself and my other team that work on Spice Sounds, we're always looking for new trends, unique flavors, to see what's out there, what people are really interested in, and try to discover, you know, what's the next big spice. And we have a very passionate team. We call ourselves the Spice Girls. but we're so
That's
passionate,
good.
And once you really know about spices and all the cool nuances on them, you can't turn it off. You know, I'm always looking, I'm always exploring, I'm always picking up a new flavor, trying something new, so that we can then bring it to Spice Islands to share with the world.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm ready to want to be one of the Spice Girls. But go ahead,
give me honorary member.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, Maggie, I was definitely not going to say that one. but I would love to be involved in it. But, you know, Julie, in my job, whenever I discover something, it's usually that a vendor paid us more. So I wonder, along those lines, in your job, have you made any discoveries that really – or just have you made any discoveries?
That's a great question. You know, it depends on defining discovery, but – I definitely, I'm seeing one of the newest trends in flavors that have made it to the U.S. is the spice blend za'atar. It's really hot right now. You're seeing it popping up everywhere. You know, it's a great Middle Eastern blend. And what's cool about it is that the blend uses the same essence of flavors. It uses sesame seeds, oregano, a new spice that's really coming up in popularity called sumac. And sumac, mm-hmm. Everyone hears sumac and gets a little nervous, but sumac, the spice, is actually a lemony, woody spice that's fantastic for fish. It's a really bright flavor to it. And so that spice, along with others, are used in this za'atar blend. And depending on what region in the Middle East you go to, they have a unique za'atar to them. And so I think that's really fascinating, and that's something that we've actually been developing for Spice Islands to bring out our own za'atar that will be out there later this year. To be able to share our version of za'atar with everybody.
Oh, that sounds good. So tell us about your parent company, B&G Foods.
Sure. B&G Foods is an acquisition company, and we're based in Parsippany, New Jersey, and they own and manage over 50 food brands, so including big names like Green Giant, Back to Nature, Ortega. So we got a lot of big brands behind there. But B&G Foods really looks for brands like Spice Islands that they feel have so much going for them, really high-quality products that they can really do a lot with. So I'm really excited to be able to work on Spice Islands and to bring it into the B&G family and to really bring it out to the world and share it with everybody.
Well, it sounds like you're having a good time. So, as always, our listeners love to know more about our guests. So, please share more information about you, like where you were born, raised, school, and how you became a brand manager and one of the Spice Girls in the food business.
Well, I really do love what I do, and I'm excited every day to go to work. I can nerd out on spices so much. So, but I grew up in New England. You know, I've always loved baking and cooking. I'm not an expert, but I enjoy experimenting with it. And, you know, I went to school for marketing and have been in the food industry for about 10 years. And what I love about working with food is that it's a really cool way to connect with people. It's something that there's a trust level when someone eats a food and brings it to their family that you have to have. And I love the honesty that food brings. And really, it's a relationship with consumers. You know, food is love, food is family, and it's really awesome to get to be part of that. I love being in the food industry, and especially spices. You know, I've really gone full in to be a spice girl, and I'm really proud of that.
And people seem to smile when they're talking about food in most cases, too, don't they?
Mm-hmm. There's so many memories that food brings up, and, you know, think back to all holiday memories, and really it happens around a dinner table. And so to be part of that, to have people choose you to be there. You know, a Spice Islands Thanksgiving is unlike any other. So it's really awesome to be part of that table.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else we haven't asked that you would like to add?
Great. You know, I can nerd out on spices forever, so I won't go too detailed. But if anyone is fascinated to want to learn more about spices, you know, if you're intrigued, our website, spiceislands.com, is a really great resource. Not only do we have recipes out there and information on our products, but there's a lot of spice facts there. And you can, you know, discover more about our products and look to see where we're sold. So I think that's a great place to stop by to start your flavor adventure and then kind of go from there.
And, you know, as we look at, you know, getting close to ending here, how do, when you said you got into the brand and food business, how does one go about doing that? Do you have to have contacts? Does it help in those ways?
Sure. I think I'm a unique case. So
okay.
I went to school and I got my marketing degree. And so I actually started marketing in a less traditional field in theater, actually. And I really I love the creativity of that. And I love to bring that to different foods. So I was able to translate that into management back in a frozen food company a long time ago, and then I kind of got to learn on the job. They did a really nice job of training and understanding more about the nuances and managing a brand, and I really love working for Spice Islands now and just kind of getting in there and understanding your brand. And the number one thing about marketing and brand management is just know your product and know everything about it and be passionate about it and want to know more about it. You know, so that way you can share it with people. You can really speak from a good point where you know what you're talking about, and just, you know, find all the wonderful things about it to share with people. And so that's kind of how I came across this journey. A little more untraditional. I think some people may go for their master's and do all this school thing, but I'm more of a on the job training sort of experience.
And that's a good thing. To be mm-hmm. like that, because you think about people trying to prepare themselves for a job, and this is really a way to do it.
Yeah.
But
you learned by,
and, you know, the doors kept opening in the right way for you.
Yeah, and it's just, it's being curious and asking mm-hmm. questions and always looking for that, you know, mentor. I think mentors are really important, you know, and I look to, even now, you know, being in it, every day is an experience to learn. And, you know, I talk to our spice procurement manager all the time. He's a wealth of knowledge. And it's, you know, just that day-to-day interaction, you know, ask the questions and you can discover even more. So it's having great people around you to help get you where you need to go.
Very true. Roger?
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest tonight has been Julie Gould, Senior Brand Manager for Spice Islands, a division of B&G Foods. Thank you, Julie, for joining Travel Itch Radio.
It's really been my pleasure. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you. And, folks, we want to remind you it's not too early to start thinking about gifts for Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduations, bar mitzvah, and summer birthdays. So, for the baseball fans in our audience, try Dan Schlossberg's books, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta, or The New Baseball Bible. Love them both, from Sports Publishing. Check them out on Amazon.com or in the sports sections of major booksellers.
Well, that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, when our guest will journey down to Virginia to learn all about the Jamestown and the Yorktown and their significance to American history. Now, this is Roger Noriega filling in for Dan Schlossberg along with Maggie Linton, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.